G'day, Peter. Sam Cawthorne here, and look, just replying to your email. I thought it might be easier for me to reply through audio. So I'm just going to go through these 9 questions here and just give you the answers as we go along. So number one, when did you realize an advisory board could help? Look, in most cases, I had a lot of customers and clients which actually knew a little bit more about their various areas that I didn't know much at all about. So really, I was just asking them for advice in my areas of lesser strengths. And they were starting to give me this advice, and I thought, look, instead of just doing this one-on-one, maybe we can do one-to-many. And so for me, it was actually more of a organic process. I didn't know much at all about advisory boards, but I just simply found a way how I could get all the right people in the room at the right time giving me advice and sound, solid advice. 2, what frustrations or challenges does an advisory board eliminate for you? Look, really, the help for me is that these guys here have my back, which means that if I'm a little bit uncertain towards a decision, or let's say I'm unsure and I need to collect more data or more people's opinions, my advisory board certainly does help me with real clarity, really. And also, if various challenges do come up, such as irate customers or clients, or let's say even, you know, issues with finance, staff, taxes, etc. My board obviously really helps me to get clarity on these areas of my lesser strengths. 3, what benefits do you get from having an advisory board? Look, so much, but really the number one thing here is that they have my back, is that they're there for me. I can pick up the phone and they'll answer it.
Yeah, so look, I really do get a lot of benefits from having an advisory board in general. What concerns or hesitation did you have before deciding to get an advisory board? I actually didn't have any concerns or any hesitations. For me, my advisory board are purely there as advisors. They're not there to actually make the decision. I get to make the decision. They're not like a proper board. They just simply give me lots of advice, and obviously then I then ultimately make the decision. So I didn't really have any concerns or hesitations. In most cases, my only concern and hesitation that I did have is to make sure that there is a give and take with the advisory board. So my advisors actually do get value from actually advising me. So what's in it for them? So that was really my only concern, to make sure that they do have my back, that I do have their time, and so on and so forth. Next one. How does having an advisory board make you feel? It makes me feel supported. It makes me feel I'm good enough. It makes me feel I belong. And in most cases, you know, they're the greatest human fears, isn't it? The fear of not feeling loved, the fear of not being good enough, and the fear of not belonging. And certainly the advisory board really helps me in all of that. What 2 to 3 topics would you like to see in a video series on your advisory boards? Mate, I really wouldn't know. Maybe pre and post, pre-advisory board touch points in how can I communicate more effectively to my advisory boards outside of the meeting, how often do we meet, and really just some structure on how to run and ensure that there is a give and take for my advisory boards. How did you go about setting up the advisory board? How often do they meet? What sort of agenda are they paid? My advisors are not paid. They meet every quarter, and it's just simply a real generosity that my advisors give me. They believe in me. They believe in the organisation, and it works really well. Anyway, I trust this really helps. Peter, talk to you soon. Bye.